Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
Great up.
my, what a powerful, awesome song. Greater is coming. Ha! Do you all believe that today? Greater is coming. But we must go through the shaking. We must go through the beating. And certainly we must go through the pressing to receive the greater. Amen, amen. Let the redeem of the Lord say so. How many are looking to go higher? How many are looking for a greater blessing, a greater anointing, a greater awareness of whom our Lord and Savior is? A greater is coming. That's a young lady that God has anointed, Jaquelle and Carr. That was the song you all were listening to called Greater is Coming, and God has anointed this young woman to preach and minister the gospel in song and in word. What an awesome God we serve. Amen, amen. We greet each and every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Truly, we thank God for another wonderful opportunity to come and fellowship with you all on today. A Time of Reflection is a broadcast, a radio broadcast, that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue our God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture, and that is Ephesians 2 and 20. And it says, and we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's our foundational scripture, and we stand on that. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we like to invite you all to join us daily, Monday through Friday, and also on Saturday. And as you tune in expecting to receive and hear a fresh word from God Almighty. Be ready to receive some fresh oil. Amen. We certainly appreciate your support, and we appreciate your sweet fellowship. Again, those of you that call in know that our call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. By way of contact, you can reach us at our email address at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com, or you can mail us and send us any prayer requests that you may have, any praise reports that you don't mind sharing with our listeners, to Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to go back into our archives. We have an archive that is available to you 24/7. So you can go back on the archives at Blog Talk Radio and search for New Destiny Ministries. And you also are privy to join and view our website at www.newdestinyministries. And you can listen to these live broadcasts in their entirety. Also, we'd like you to visit our Facebook page at New Destiny Ministries, and you can visit my personal page, amen, at Adrienne Bernard. So I am your host and founder for this broadcast, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, and along with me is my co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. We are just so excited about what God is doing, and we have a very special guest with us today, and I'm just so thankful. Oh Lord, you know, when you're experienced and you really have stood and you have worked in the vineyard and you have preached and teach, I don't care how long you've been on the battlefield, when you get ready to come before God's people, you always have a little nervousness. I don't care how skilled you are. T.D. Jakes is one of the skilled preachers in our nation, and he still say he have a little jitters. Because you want to be able to speak under the anointing, and you want all of your flesh to be removed, and you want to deliver a word from the Lord. Amen. So you still get the jitters. I've been a little jittery just having this young woman on our program. I tell you, she's been a blessing to the world as a whole, and we're going to read her bio, and we're going to bring her right on up. I'm excited to have her here with us to minister the word today. So let me read a bio on our guest speaker today. This is none other than Pastor Tajana Kameen Logan, and she was born to Taj and Janet Kameen in West Palm Springs, California. At the tender age of 6, she knew God had a calling on her life and a gift of song through which she received the Holy Spirit. The family relocated to Atlanta, Georgia, where at the age of 14, Tajana felt the call of the ministry and she preached her first sermon. Quickly, her life simple schedule became filled with appointments and assignments, such as serving as pastor's administrative board member, minister of music, intercessor, youth pastor, and also a praise and worship leader. Getting back to her first form of ministry, she traveled the east, and West Coast as background singer with singers such as Fred Hammond, Charles Westmoreland, and as destiny would have it, she was, I love that word, destiny, she was the opening singer for Keith Wonderboy Johnson and also Vicky Winans. On fire, and witnessing for Jesus, she is currently enrolled at the University of Phoenix in pre-med and Christian life theology in Covington, Georgia. While completing a minor in divinity, theology, and Christian counseling, while preaching, Amen. Teaching, and singing God praises, she is the wife of Richard Logan and mother of four, Rekayla, Jordan, Kayla, and Timothy. In 2008, Pastor Tajana received her call to pastor in Jesus' name. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others this beautiful, anointed woman of God, none other than Pastor Evangelist Tajana Kameen Logan of Conyers, Georgia. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you, and we just excited
Amen.
About We excited about you being here today. You know, I knew Tajana when she was in her teens, and she's just have blossomed to just be a beautiful woman that loved the Lord and loved her family, and she loved the saints of God. So it just warms my heart to have you here with us today. So God bless you. You're free.
Amen. Amen. We truly honor the Lord. Amen. For his goodness, amen, his mercy, his loving kindness towards us, amen, and we're so honored, amen, to be able to have the privilege, amen, and the honor, amen, to speak on your radio, a radio show, amen, on today. We bless God for you, and want to just send some personal hellos out to my family, my mother, my father, amen, and the saints of God that are listening, amen. I appreciate your prayers, amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. And you hit it right on the head on today, woman of God. I was so jittery, and I said, Lord, what's going on? But, you know, God is, he's still working, and I'm, you know, excited about what God is going to do in this hour, in this segment, and I truly believe that there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just bless God, amen, for his goodness, amen, and his mercy towards us, amen. If you don't mind, woman of God, I would just like to just open up, amen, with a brief song that is on my heart on today, amen. I am a worshiper from my heart, amen. If I can't do anything else, I know how to worship, hallelujah. So I would ask, you know, at this time that we would just bring our minds in, hallelujah, and just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I need the I'm just going to say that one more time. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Hallelujah. God, I bless you. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come just as I am without one plea. I come. Hallelujah. I come. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
To thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name on today. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need him. I need him every hour. I need them every minute. I need them every second of my life. Hallelujah. 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 Truly, that is my prayer on today. Hallelujah. 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 Mm-hmm. Quickly, if you could, grab your Bibles. Amen. Hallelujah. And turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1. Amen. Beginning at the 4th verse. Amen. Hallelujah, dealing with going through, hallelujah, with purpose, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, 1 Samuel, amen, chapter 1, amen, beginning at the 4th verse, amen, as I begin to consult the Lord and begin to pray and ask the Lord what it is that he would have for me to speak to his people, amen. He has spoken a word in my spirit, Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. And I truly hope that it blesses you, that it strengthens you, amen, as you continue to go through with purpose. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, and when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. My God. Verse 6, and her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. Amen. Verse 7, and as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Verse 8, then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Silo and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to jump over to verse 13, and it reads, now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Verse 15, and Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Let every heart say amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for your goodness, God. We bless you for your mercy, God. We thank you for this time, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, now as your daughter, Lord God, as your servant, God, I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would hide me, God, behind the cross of Calvary, God. Let all flesh, God, be silent, God, and let your spirit arise, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would have your way, God. Speak a rhema word, God, to your people right now in the name of Jesus, God. A word of encouragement, God. A word of strength, oh God. A word of provision, oh God. A word of power, God. God, let your anointing saturate, God, throughout the airwaves, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let those, God, that are tuned into this broadcast, God, let them be blessed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would sever, God, the ties of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We take authority right now in the name of Jesus, God, and we plead the blood that heals, God, the blood that delivers, the blood that sets free. And God, we thank you, God, that our lives will be changed, oh God, by your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, God, we give you honor, we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that it is so, and so shall it forever be in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every heart say amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we see here, amen, in the scripture, amen, we're dealing with Hannah, amen. We're dealing with Elkanah, her husband. We're dealing with Peninnah, amen, his other wife, amen. And if I would use for a subject on today, amen, to go along with the series, amen, it would be don't let your position determine your purpose. Hallelujah. Don't let your position where you are right now determine your purpose as to who God has called you to be. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see, amen, in verse 4, amen, that Elkanah would go up every year, amen, hallelujah, and he would give his wives, amen, portions. And Peninnah, she had her sons, amen, and she would, would give his sons and daughters portions. But Hannah, amen, glory to God, in verse 5, amen, he would give a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. My God, my God. Hallelujah. So I really want to deal with on today position and purpose. Hallelujah. So Elkanah was the husband of Peninnah and Hannah. Amen. Hallelujah. And he was the father of Peninnah's children. His purpose was to go and to worship every year, and he comforted and loved his wife, Hannah, despite her barrenness. Hallelujah. Peninnah, her position was one of Elkanah's wives. She was a homemaker. She was a mother. But Peninnah's purpose, hallelujah, as we look at verse 6, was one of irritation, one of aggravation and discouragement, my God, one of agitation and anguish, amen, one of annoyance and pestering. Her season of purpose was designed primarily to do two things: to either push Hannah to a point of giving up, hallelujah, and turning to self-loathing and succumbing to the inability to reproduce children, or the second one was to turn to God in fervent prayer and worship. Hallelujah. Hannah's position, hallelujah. And by the way, Hannah's name meant grace. Hallelujah. So her position was one of Elkanah's wives. She was a homemaker, amen, and eventually she was the mother of Samuel, amen. But her purpose, hallelujah, was to be fervent in worship and effective in prayer. Hallelujah. 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 And how many of you know, amen, that when you understand your position and you understand your purpose, amen, that you know that you have to be committed? Oh, my God. How many of you on today are committed to God, committed to his works, committed to his commandments, committed to everything that God has called you to do? Oh, you say, preacher, what does it mean to really be committed? I'm so glad you asked. I am a Webster's girl. I love to look up things to find out the root of what it really means. So the word commit means to entrust, to be dedicated to, giving entirely to a specific person, an activity, or a cause, to obligate, to bind to, and or to pledge. The trait of sincere and steadfast fixity of purpose, the act of binding yourself intellectually and emotionally to a course of action. My God, my God. So we see here in the scripture that Hannah was committed to prayer. She persevered despite the contradiction, despite her being the greatest stigma in society. I want you to understand that a wife that could not give her husband children was unable to allow her husband's inheritance to remain in the family. Amen. And let's look at Peninnah. Her position was one of agitation. Have you ever been in a situation in your life and you know what God has called you to, but it looked like it's a situation or a person or a circumstance that's just pestering you, and you're faced with it day after day, moment after moment, and it's agitating you, and it's frustrating you, and it's causing you to be discouraged. Hallelujah. She was designed primarily to push Hannah to a point of giving up, or to giving it over to God. Hallelujah. She constantly taunted Hannah with the constant reminder that she was an embarrassment, hallelujah, to their husband, and she was to be looked down upon. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that Hannah, in turn, began to turn to God. Hallelujah. She began to set her face as a flint. Hallelujah. And say to God, God, I'm not going to move. Hallelujah. Until you bless me. That's like when we know that God has promised us something. Hallelujah. And it yet hasn't manifested. And we allow people that are in our circle, in our environment, to begin to put their two cents in. My God. all. They'll begin to say, oh, you sure you heard from God? You sure that's what the Lord said? Hallelujah. Are you sure that God said he promised you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A house. Are you sure that God promised that he would save your children? Hallelujah. Are you sure that God has called you to be an entrepreneur in this hour where we are dealing with, hallelujah, a constant crisis, hallelujah, in our economic system? Are you sure that God has said it? But I come to encourage you, man and woman of God, on today, that if God said it, hallelujah, you can count on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, I bless you, Jesus. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, what those that are around you, what they are saying, because you understand that God has placed purpose in your belly. Hallelujah. And when God has purpose on the inside of you, it's something, my God, that no man, no demon, no woman, no boy, no girl, no witch, no warlock, my God, no circumstance, no situation, my God, I bless you, Jesus, can be able to move it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Because when you understand that you have purpose, you understand that you're going to go through some trying times. You understand that you're going to have to go through the crushing. You understand that you're going to have to give up some things. But in the midst of that, you understand that God said that he'll never leave you or forsake you. Hallelujah. My God. And you understand that being committed to something, being committed to purpose, that it will cause you to be focused, hallelujah, it will cause you to be determined and have perseverance, it will cause you to push beyond what you see and what you feel, hallelujah. I want you to understand that Hannah was hurt, my God. She was suffering. She had, hallelujah, emotional distress. Hallelujah. Even though she had almost everything a Jewish girl could ever want, she had a husband of great social standing. She was well provided for. Her husband, my God, genuinely loved her. However, she was faced with a major challenge, my God. This situation was presented every day, my God, every year, my God. It was the same thing. She could have focused on the negativity, my God, of the other wife, my God, but she didn't, my God. Instead of allowing this challenge to contaminate her spirit, she began to use it as motivation, and she began to seek God like never before. I believe, God, hallelujah, that even as the man of God saw Eli, as the man of God, Eli, saw the woman of God, he thought that she was drunk. My God, hallelujah. Have you ever had a situation in your life that you had to begin to cry out unto God? You had cried so many tears. You had fasted beyond measure, and you couldn't say a word. The only thing that you could do was begin to move your lips. I've been in situations that I was faced with in my life that all I could do was begin to wave my hand before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes, people of God, sometimes you're going to be presented with obstacles. Hallelujah. You're going to be presented with challenges on this road to purpose. You're going to experience some pain, but I promise you that if you hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. That God will move you from pain, from power. Hallelujah. And then he'll move you right on into purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 37, verse 5 and 6 says, commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness, hallelujah, shine like the dawn, and the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Hallelujah. See, if you're completely committed to something, it will cause you to be focused. It will cause you to be disciplined. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I bless you. So I ask you on today, what penina do you have in your life, and what are you going to do about it? Are you going to tuck tail and hide, or are you going to walk in the authority that God has given you? What task or situation in your life have you not totally committed yourself to? You're going to have to roll up your sleeves and wipe your tears and go after God like never before. Sometimes you're going to have to begin to go into a crazy praise. I'm talking about a praise that people don't understand. They say, well, how is it, my God, that you can praise God when it looks like all, oh my God, I bless you, that all things around you are not going good. How is it that you can bless God in the midst of your trouble? How is it that you bless God when your health is failing you and your bank account is in the negative? I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, that your praise, hallelujah, will confuse the enemy. Hallelujah. You say, daughter, woman of God, explain to me how my praise will confuse the enemy. I want to let you know on today that everything that God has allowed in your life, the enemy has to get God's permission. Hallelujah. My God Almighty. Oh, I wish I could get some help up in this place. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So he has to sign off on it, so he knows that everything that he has invested in you, that you're more than qualified to pass the test. So getting back to how you can let your praise fight for you, and how your praise confuses the enemy, as you begin to bless God, as you begin to exalt God, hallelujah, in the midst of your trials, my God, in the midst of your circumstance, you, hallelujah, begin to enlarge God in your environment, in your situation, hallelujah, and it confuses the enemy because he doesn't know whether you're going to the left or whether you're going to the right. Praise ought to be a weapon on today. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, daughter, and his enemies be scattered. I know it looks dark. I know it looks grim. But at the end, you shall receive your purpose, your destiny, and your promise. Don't you give up on God. Don't you throw in the towel. I know the weight is heavy, but I want you to do like the word of the Lord says. Cast your burdens. Give them to the Lord. Hallelujah. He knows.
God, I bless you. He knows the road ahead. I come to let you know that the God of the mountain, he's the God in the valley. Oh, yes, he is. He'll keep you in the valley. He'll hide you, Hayabusha, from the rain. He will sustain your life. Hallelujah. He will hide you under his wings of provision and power. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God, I bless you, Jesus. God, I bless you, Jesus. So, my God, thank you, Jesus. How many have you ever been committed to something? Hallelujah. God is looking for people, his people, in this hour to be committed to his works in the name of Jesus. God is just looking for you to come up a little higher in faith, in just believing in his ability. God is looking for you to come up just a little higher. Hallelujah. My God, thank you, Jesus. I want you to understand that through trials that we go through, God shows us what is in us and clears out anything that gets in the way of complete trust in him. My God, I bless you. So when trials come your way, realize that God wishes to use them to refine your faith. I said to refine your faith and purify your heart. Hallelujah. Don't get weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. Sometimes, my God, you have to change your circle of people that are around you. Sometimes you have to encompass yourself around people that are going to speak life, even though it looks like death is all around you. You got to learn how to speak life in the midst of everything that you're going through. My brothers and my sisters, don't let your situation, don't let your current position smother the praise out of you. Sometimes the very vicissitudes, the very issues of life come and they seem like they're going to knock the wind out of you. They might knock you down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But sometimes you just gotta get your one scripture. Hallelujah. I can remember, my God Almighty, when they told me, hallelujah, that the mass that was wrapped around my thyroid had begun to grow behind my breastbone. Hallelujah. And the doctors and the surgeons begin to tell me, you just preach too hard and you sing too loud. You need to sit down somewhere until you have this surgery. And then on the flip side, they told me, well, we might have to sever some of your vocal cords. My God, I tell you, men and women of God, I opened up my word and I stand my flat-footed self on the word of God. And I said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. And see, the thing about faith is, my God, the word of the Lord says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But faith, hallelujah, it will supersede your five senses. My God Almighty, hallelujah, with the blood pressure 200 over 220, with the heart rate 190 beats per minute, hallelujah, my faith superseded what I saw in the natural. Hallelujah. Many a times the doctors would tell my husband, call a mama and call a daddy. It's not going to be long before this child strokes out, before this child heart attacks out. But God, he specialized it. He specializes in situations that look impossible. Hallelujah. God reassured me. Hallelujah. That he still had purpose on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't say that I wouldn't have to suffer. He didn't say that I wouldn't have to cry sometimes. He didn't say that my body wouldn't be racked with pain. But he did say that he has an expected end for my life. And I told God that, God, if you heal me on this side, on the other side of glory, God, I serve you for all of my days. I trust you, and I'll give you glory, and I'll give you praise. First Samuel 30 and 6 says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. Sometimes you got to get to yourself and you got to get you some sticky notes and put you some encouraging scriptures on your wall. Mama taught me, you better get you a magic marker, baby, and write the word of the Lord on your mirror so you can see it every day, so you can become committed to it, so you can become one with it, because his word, my God, I bless you, shall not return void. Hallelujah. He's not a man that he should lie, my God, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 46 and 1 says, God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 40 and 1 says, I waited. My God, y'all don't want to wait with me on today. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Sometimes, people of God, on this walk and on this journey, we want this popcorn glory. We want this popcorn, my God, manifestation. We want it right here, right now. But God's saying, who's going to wait? Who's going to trust me? Who's going to be an example in the earth? Who's going to stand for righteousness? Come what way. Who's going to stand for holiness? Come what may. I'm looking for the sons of God. I'm looking for the daughters of Zion to take their rightful position in the earth. We want what we want when we want it. But God is saying, baby, hallelujah, I'm preparing you for greater. I'm preparing you for your greater. The purpose, hallelujah, don't mean you can't deny the process. You got to go through the process while having purpose, my God. Woo! God, I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, going back to Hannah, we see here in the scripture that she had been unable to conceive children. And in Old Testament times, a woman who was unable to conceive was considered a failure, and her barrenness was a social embarrassment for her husband. My God. Children, they were very important during this time. They were a source of labor for the family, and it was their duty to care for their parents in old age. My God. If a wife couldn't bear children, she was often obligated, hallelujah, by the Middle Eastern law to give one of her servants to her husband to bear children for him. And a husband, my God, was permitted to divorce a barren wife. Even in the midst of that, Elfner remained devoted to her despite what was going on, despite the fact that the Lord had shut up her womb. Hannah knew her husband loved her. But even his encouragement couldn't comfort her. So rather than dwelling on our current situation, we need to begin to turn to God in prayer. We have to turn back to God in prayer, people of God. Now, let me make it clear, Hannah had enough reasons to feel discouraged. I know there are enough reasons going on in your life that you could feel discouraged. Hannah, she was unable to have children. Her husband, the one that she loved, couldn't solve her current situation.
Yes.
And Eli, the high priest, he misunderstood her motives in the beginning. But instead of retaliating or giving up hope, Hannah prayed. How many intercessors do I have out there? My God.
My
Hannah
God.
Prayed, and she brought her issue before the Lord. And Hannah vowed to return Samuel to the Lord, and she did just that. I just came to encourage you on today just to hold on just a little while longer.
Yeah.
Just a little while longer. God has not forgotten the word that he has spoken over your life.
Oh, thank you,
before
Jesus.
Before you were even formed in your mother and your father's womb, he has not forgotten. We forget. But he has not forgotten his word. He has not forgotten the things that he has spoken over your life, and he has not forgotten the purpose that he has invested in you. I want to let you know that behind every pain that you're going through on today, there is a promise. Behind every test, there's a testimony. Behind every struggle, there is strength. God is going to send you strength in this hour. God is just looking for you to lean. Just give it up. Give it over to him. Surrender. God is looking for complete surrender from you on today.
Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
See, we begin to put our hands into things, and God said, well, you want me to do it, but how can I do it if you put your hands in? God is wanting you to take your hands off of it and say, God, I surrender.
Hallelujah.
All to you I give. God, I don't have much where I am. I'm coming in on broken pieces, but God, I surrender all to you. God, I know I messed up. But God, I surrender. I give everything to you. I surrender my life, God. I surrender everything to you. Hallelujah. And behind hallelujah, every hurt, there is healing. God is sending healing. The healing is already here. It just has not manifested. God is just looking for you, just looking for you to just trust him. Come outside of the box. Stop listening to people around you and just trust God. The word of the Lord said, his sheep, they know his voice. You know his voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But behind every pressure, there is perfection. God is perfecting things in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is perfecting things in your life. And behind every tearing down, hallelujah, where you have been torn down, God is going to build you up.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Even though you might be discouraged, there is destiny in you.
Destiny.
There is purpose
hallelujah.
In you. I don't care what you've done. Hallelujah. God is able to forgive you. God will restore you. Hallelujah. He loves you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. I don't care who's turned their backs on you, who's walked out on you, who said you would never be anything, who said you would never amount to anything. Don't care what your credit score looks at. If God said it, it shall be so. Shall be so. Hallelujah.
Thank
and
you.
Behind failure, some of us have failed God in certain areas in our life. God is saying, I'm just looking for you to surrender. I'm just looking for you to surrender. Because behind this failure, God is going to bring victory if you just give it to him. Behind every mistake is a miracle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And behind commotion, I know some of us are in some very chaotic situations in this hour of our life. God, he promised that he would bring peace. He promised that he would bring peace. I want to admonish you on today to turn your face back to God. Begin to spend time with him in prayer like never before. Get on your face because God is saying, I still have purpose in you. I still have destiny in you, but you don't want me to mold you. You don't want me to make you because sometimes when you're on the potter's wheel, that potter will see the maker. He will see an imperfection, and sometimes he might scrap the whole thing and start all over.
Hallelujah.
You've got to be willing, to be put back on the potter's wheel because it's for his glory. Hallelujah. God is going to get the glory. He's going to receive the honor. Hallelujah. And he's going to restore your life. He's going to restore the ears. Hallelujah. God is saying, come back, daughter. Come back, son, come back. I'm longing to have communion with you. Come back. I still have purpose. Hallelujah. Mothers and fathers, don't give up on your children. They're still perfect. They're still destiny. I don't care if they're out on the street slinging dope. I don't care if they're living a homosexual lifestyle. Keep speaking life. Keep speaking the word. Because God promised.
He promised.
He promised that he would save. He promised that he would deliver.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He promised. That in the last days he will pour out his spirit. He will pour out his spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. Don't you give up. Hallelujah. And don't you let your position where you are right now. You might be living in a one bedroom. Hallelujah. With you and your children and your husband. Don't you let your position determine who God has called you to be. Because God has called you greater. God said you will be the head and not the tail. You'll be the lender and not the borrower. You'll be above and never beneath. But you've got to go through the process. Don't abort this season of purpose. Don't you abort it. People are depending on you, men and women of God, to stand strong, to go through, hallelujah, hallelujah, with tears in your eyes sometimes. People are depending on you.
Hallelujah.
Your destiny, people's destinies are waiting on you to come through this storm victorious. And the truth be told, what we're going through right now has absolutely nothing to do with us. Has absolutely nothing to do with us. We as the people of God, sometimes we become so selfish. And we're the first one to say, God, send me, I'll go. But God is saying, what I'm allowing you to go through right now, it's not even about you, but who you have to reach and bring into the kingdom.
Oh, we freeze up.
Hallelujah.
Have mercy.
Hallelujah. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. God is resuscitating you right now. God is rejuvenating right now.
Ah, hallelujah.
His breath is breathing on you right now. Hallelujah. Just look up to heaven. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name.
When the police pull you over and you throw your hands up, that is a sign of surrender. God wants your hands.
Yeah.
He wants you to lift your hands in surrender for this battle. This battle that you're in right now. It's not yours. It belongs to the Lord, but there is there is purpose on the inside.
Oh,
God is refining. God is restoring. He's rebuilding your integrity. He's building character. Hallelujah. He's strengthening, hallelujah, the gift on the inside of you. God is giving you new ideas and new inventions. Hallelujah. God's glory is resting on you now. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. Don't care what it looks like. God said it. We used to say God said it. I believe. Guess what? You don't have to believe it. If God said it, that settles it, and it is so.
Yes.
Whether you believe it or not. Hallelujah. So don't let your position where you are right now determine your purpose. Because you're going through. And see, the thing about going through, you're not stuck, baby. You might be moving like a snail, but you're still moving. Hallelujah. God's word, hallelujah, is strengthening you right now. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who's passing you in the race. Hallelujah. If you have to take it, second by second, minute by minute, but you're going through, and you're going through with purpose. And God is going to receive the glory, he's going to receive the honor, and he's going to perform that expected end for your life. Oh, yes, he is. I know you've been in this situation for a long time, but God said, I do not lie, and I don't change. Hallelujah. Just keep looking to God, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. God doesn't start anything that he can't finish. Hallelujah. He is sovereign. He is just. He is holy. He is righteous. No one can compare to our God. How excellent is your name, God, in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I dare you to just go look in your mirror. I dare you to just put your hand on your chest and remind yourself, what a mighty God I serve. Hallelujah. He hung the sun and the moon in place with his very command. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He sees the sparrows. He takes care of the sparrows. Hallelujah. So you better believe, daughter. You better believe, son, man of God, woman of God, that God is concerned about you. Hallelujah. I don't care what the enemy is speaking in your ear right now. You better rebuke him in the name of Jesus and plead the blood, because God's promises are yea and amen. And they must, they shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Ooh, God, I bless you.
Hallelujah.
Don't let your position determine your purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and get your business plan ready, baby. Go ahead and get it ready. Get ready to start writing your book. Hallelujah. My God. Start researching you some grants. See, while we go through the process, it doesn't mean for us to stay still. You got to keep working. You got to keep moving, because God is going to fulfill that thing. But we got to keep working. The Bible said we got to work while it's yet day, because when night comes, can't no man work. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you on today, men and women of God, hallelujah, that there is purpose on the inside of you. Hallelujah. God is not forgotten. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And even though sometimes, hallelujah, people may mistake, hallelujah, your praise or your worship, you know, sometimes, hallelujah, I've been to services where they say if they see you crying, oh, she must be going through something. Oh, she must be in sin. Honey, let them say what they want to say, because your worship is for real. You don't know my story. You don't understand what it took for me to get here. So if I got to cry, if I got to roll in the floor, if I got to scream and holler, you do what you need to do, hallelujah, to get that release. Because there is a praise. I mean, there is a release that comes when you praise. There is a release that comes when you get into the presence of God in worship.
Oh, glory.
The release that you need when it feels like the burdens of life are just smothering you, there is a release. Oh, honey, believe me, you can't get into a place and begin to adore God and begin to magnify God and begin to extol him and begin to magnify him, and he's not going to show up. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, God's going to show up. Hallelujah. And he's going to give you the strength to continue to go through with purpose. God bless each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen, for this time. I bless God. For the woman of God. For the woman of God. Hallelujah. Being obedient to the purpose of God and the plan of God. Hallelujah. See, sometimes, hallelujah, the purpose of God causes you to be obedient. Hallelujah. It causes you to sacrifice of yourself. You got to give up some stuff. Hallelujah. But for the sake of the call, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the sake of the call. My question is to you, will you go the distance? Hallelujah. The distance that God is requiring for you. Will you go the distance? Hallelujah. Thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah. We pray God's blessings. Hallelujah. His choice blessings upon your life. Hallelujah. That you will never be in lack. Hallelujah. And that your head, hallelujah, will never lack fresh oil. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, God, for this time. Hallelujah, God. We ask that you receive the glory, God.
God.
This is thy servant's prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
God, we worship you. We worship you, God. Oh, we worship you, God. We worship.
Lift up your hands and tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, say I won't complain, Lord. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because this position you're in, it don't determine your purpose. Ah, God, I'm blessed.
Ah, yeah,
today. Oh, God, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you.
Hallelujah.
You see, we don't even know what we have need of, but the Bible said the Holy Ghost. Make it intercession.
Is
our intercessor. It takes all of our problems, all of our situations, all of our heartaches, and it brings it before the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord sends comfort. The Lord sends is joy. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, God.
This woman has.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, no, Moshiach. This is.
Hallelujah.
Rhema word.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. You don't. Yeah, God. You can't study and prepare for what the Holy Ghost want to speak. Oh,
yeah,
out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Ah,
this woman this woman of God has the longest. Oh, thank God for that word. Going through with purpose. But she said, our subject was don't let your position determine your purpose. I don't care if you're in the valley. Just hang on in there, baby. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I received that word today. Oh, God. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you. I don't know if your mother's on the line. I don't know. I see Minister Billy Burns.
Hallelujah.
Host for our Saturday segment, they overcame. I'm going to open up a line. I see Prophetess Barbara, Evangelist Joshua. Y'all just hang on in there with us, please. Hey, God.
Thank you, God.
I don't know about y'all, but I needed this word for me today.
We talked about
Esther yesterday, going before the king. Hey, God, I bless you.
My God.
Getting herself to fasting and praying. In the day this young woman come back, this pastor come back with another rhema word from God. Oh, God is
speaking. Thank you, God.
People of God, if you're and you don't want to hang on in there, hallelujah, shame on you. You better hold on. Ain't no looking back.
Yeah,
too far to go back now. Hallelujah, we've come too far. The door in the tower, now. Hallelujah. Your blessing is right there on the other side. Woo, you got to see it, though. Amen. I'm going to open up the line. I don't know if this is Evangelist Kameen on the line, but it's area code 513. The last four of your number is 9236. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. It's Evangelist Alberta Hammond, Cincinnati, Ohio. I thank God for the word on today. Ooh. It was a confirmation. My pastor preached and expected in on Sunday, and the Lord walked down the same street. Hey, Tarubosha, I receive that word. I pray a blessing that God will continue to cover, shield, and protect and send the anointing that makes preaching, teaching, and counseling easy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Hammond. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God always firm his word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Every word is established. God bless you. Hallelujah. God, the minister, Billy Burns. Hallelujah. This is our host for, along with her husband, Elder Albert Burns out of North Carolina. They have a segment, comes on every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. Pacific time, and that's 8 a.m. on the East Coast. And she's just like another mother to this woman of God, Minister Billy Burns. God bless you. So glad to see you with us today. And then we're going to go to Prophetess Barbara. We're going to get to the rest of you all. God bless you, Minister Burns. Billy, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Minister Burns.
Hallelujah.
Your line is open. If not, we'll come back to you. God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess Barbara.
Praise God.
All the way from Connecticut. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you too, sister. Praise God.
Amen.
I really appreciate that word. And may God bless you. May God bless you. Because you are obedient to the word of God. God just, he wants you. I mean, that word is like, especially was for me, I receive it. Because God is saying that we must encourage one another in these last days.
Oh, yeah.
We must encourage one another in these last days. And you have the gift of prophecy. You have gift of prophecy. Yes, you are a worshiper, and God's using you mightily. And when I heard you say earlier about being nervous, you're going to always be nervous a little bit. But when God opens up your mouth, the nervousness goes away.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
You know, but the enemy wants to try to use it sometimes to confuse us, but he can't do it because of who you are. Because God is in control. He fights our battles. We just got to do what he tells us, like you said. I appreciate that word, and I receive that word, and I thank God for you, and I say it from my heart because I needed it. I'm going to another level, and it's really something that, you know, it's like, just be still. Just be still. You know, this is the 40 years of just training. You know, because whatever call that God called you in, you're going to be in training until he call you home. Every step, every situation is different. So you go from faith to faith. Faith to faith. And every one of them is different. And then you got to learn to walk that faith. We have to continue to encourage one another. We got to get rid of this jealousy. One thinking they're better than the other. We're not better than each other. We all on the same level in the eyesight of God. And he wants to use us. We got to get rid of ourselves and let God be God.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, God works in mysterious ways because I called this line 3 times and had to let it go because I had calls coming in. But when I went back, there you were with the message. And in my spirit, I sensed that you knew there was a woman out there, maybe not but these women.
That
needed to hear that God got you, baby. He got you. You know, and I needed to hear that because God could always have you minister and encourage other people, and that's what I do all the time. But sometimes I said, Lord, could you give me a word? You talk to me. But I just want an assurance of whatever you think I need to know at this point in time of my life. Because I'm not in control of my life. You are. So if
Hallelujah.
I ask you for something, your word says, so shall it be. And here you are today, my sister. Here you are
Hallelujah.
Today. God bless you. And you
Hallelujah.
Keep on doing what God tell you to do. Because he is well pleased with you. And you know what I love about you? While you ministering, you steady praising him all in between. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You are a true praiser, worshiper.
Yes. Thank you, God.
And I want to let you know I appreciate you, my sister.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Hallelujah. This woman of God has been and she's always a encouraging, always encouraging, and we thank God for her. I tell you, you can be, God have people all over the nation, and it's just amazing about how he gives man so much wisdom and so much knowledge. But even the wisdom and the knowledge that God gives man, none of it supersedes our God.
That's right.
It just amazes me how God can connect us, and we all have kindred spirits, some in Georgia, some in Cincinnati, some in North Carolina, some in Louisiana, some in California, some in Phoenix. God has a way. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Bless him today. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Barbara. Minister Billy Burns.
Thank you.
God bless you. Minister Burns. I don't know if she have a phone on mute or what. Amen. We're going to Evangelist Doris. God bless you. So good to see you today, Evangelist Doris. God bless you.
Man, like that.
Evangelist Doris?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you? So good to see you.
Oh, my God. I am so blessed. Oh, my God. That is prophecy. She's a prophetess.
Yes,
she's a prophetess. She spoke
yes, she
so
is.
Much to me. She spoke to me. And, oh, my God. She said, you and your husband, you are living in a one-bedroom. We have been living in a one-bedroom since March. And we came from a 927,000 house to a one-bedroom. And I know God is up to something. I never even told my family. For the longest, I didn't tell my family because I didn't want any pity party. I don't want nobody feeling sorry for me because I know God is up to something.
Yeah.
I'm completely there. I'm completely there. I'm at peace. And I receive every purpose he has for my life. And I have talked about writing a book. And I know he's going to use me to be a blessing to many. He's going to use me to talk about him and save souls from giving up. That's why I'm going through what I'm going through. I know that clearly. And she was just talking about my life. And I was about to explode. Thank you, Jesus, for confirmation, for using the woman of God to speak to my heart today to hang in there. I am hanging in there, and I'm happy, and it's all right. I thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hiya. Thank you, God.
We haven't seen you, Sister Doris, but we still pray for you. We haven't seen you on the line.
Yes.
All of you all are in my prayers. I seen you on yesterday. I always pray for you all when, even when I don't see you. And then sometimes I'll just drop a line, just take the time and give you a call. You never know what people are going through. You never know how God is dealing with them. And as we said on yesterday, I saw you on the line yesterday, Evangelist Doris, and we talked about Esther going before the king, and we talked about how a plot had been set up, a trap, really. But guess what? It was all ordained by God. Bless the Lord today. So I tell you, God gave us this topic through Pastor Hamilton, going through with purpose. And this week, when the Lord ain't speaking, you know, some people want to move on. But, you know, I can't move beyond what God would have me to go. So when God ain't through speaking, I don't care if it take a month. We were on the book of Acts for what? Almost 2 months. And the Lord told me to go through every chapter by chapter. I know I felt the pushing of some wanted us to, you know, do two or three chapters a day. But the Lord said no. See, when God give you instruction, everybody's not going to adhere to the instructions that God give you. And everybody's not going to understand your purpose in your going through, in your tests, in your trials, in your disappointments, in your heartaches. But if we just go through knowing that there is a purpose, because our sacrificing and our going through, it's not really for us. It's the benefit to help someone else. That's what we go through. Joseph didn't go through for him. He went through to save his people. But he didn't know it at the time. None of us know our full potential and our specific purposes that God has already destined for us. But if we go through and don't murmur and complain, I am a witness, that God will never be made ashamed. He's
Amen.
Not going to let
Thank
nobody
you.
Make him ashamed. And
Amen.
If he don't fulfill his promises to us, then guess what? We'll say we're serving a weak God. We're serving a jelly bag God. But God is not going to be made a laughing stock. Oh, God, I hear you today. So, ooh, this woman has ministered today. So, if nothing else I can add to or take away, baby, she has brought the word today. We're going to go on with Minister Burns. I'm calling you again. If not, I'm going straight on down the line. I see Sister Shaw and Sister Albertine going on down the line. God bless you, Evangelist Doris. We love you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Go through knowing that your position doesn't determine your purpose. I love that. Ah, God, we thank God for this woman of God that brought this word today, I tell you. Sister Shaw, so good to see you. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. I love you. I've been missing you much, and I've been getting the word as much as I can, and I'm still doing the archives. But it was just my blessing to tune in and catch most of this word. I went to my car on my lunch break, and I laid down in the spirit and listened to the word. The anointing was so strong, I could just feel things breaking, the purpose, God bringing clarity to what he's doing with my life and to stay strengthened and where he's taking me. And the word was just encouraging. I bless the Lord for this word, and I bless the woman of God. That was so beautiful. God bless you and everyone on the line.
Amen and amen. And she's on Facebook, so befriend her. She's a mighty woman of God. I tell you, she'll pray
amen.
With you. Where she is, she don't mind stopping and praying and ministering to you. She don't have none. Like the young folks said, she don't have no shame in her game, baby, because guess what? She is a woman
Hallelujah.
That loves the Lord, and she loves God's people.
Amen. Glory to God.
Shall we go into Amen. Sister Albertine, and then I see, then I'm going to go to Sister Corinthian, and I see Sister Carter on the line also. So God bless you, Sister Albie.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, Sister Hammond. That message was just really, it was really meant for me as well. You are truly a prophet because of the things you spoke about, and even on this morning, the Lord put some scriptures, 1 Corinthians 1 through 7, because I have been dealing with just going through so many things in my house and going through so many things. But he said just to surrender, it to him and stop worrying and stop asking everybody, stop asking questions, stop, just trust him. And as soon as I just said, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to surrender it to you and just let it go and just trust you, it was like a heavy weight just lifted off of me. And I just knew at that time that the Lord had just has made a way. So I'm not going to worry about it. You know, going through with purpose, you have to know your. It isn't just about material things. It's about God and seeking his face and putting him first, because all things will be added onto you. And sometimes,
Hallelujah.
You know, we lose a little. We may gain a little, but we have to know that our purpose is God. God is our purpose first. And I thank you for that word today. It was powerful. And I heard the whole message, but I want to go back and listen to it again in the archives. It was very encouraging and very powerful. And God bless you and your ministry. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Corinthian, God bless you, Sister Albertine.
Thank you. God bless you.
Sister Corinthian.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I bless you today, Jesus. Jesus, I bless your holy name, Jesus. My God, I bless you. Ah, thank you, Jesus. First, giving honor to God, to the speaker, to Evangelist Bernard, to all whom honors do. I so greatly appreciate God today for being who he is in my life. I thank and appreciate God for being so mindful of me. I thank and appreciate God for how today I had some things going on. I've been going through a storm for a while. I've been in a storm, but I thank and appreciate God for his word. You know, his word will not turn back to him void, but his word will accomplish that what he sent for it to do, and I thank and appreciate God for that today. I was a little weary today. I had some things going on, and it kind of just set me back. And I started to get a little weary, and I was getting afraid and fretful, and different things was transpiring going on in my mind. And I thank and appreciate God. My cousin is here from Washington, and I began to share with her some things that was going on with me, and she began to pray. And I thank and appreciate God that after I finished praying with her, I kind of got to myself, and I began to continue to pray. And the Lord brought it back to my mind to call in on the station, to call in on the broadcast. And when I called in on the broadcast, everything that my cousin was prayed about, the speaker today was preaching about those very things. Every single thing she said, the evangelist was preaching the same exact thing. So I thank and appreciate God for his word today. I thank and appreciate God for everybody that was on the line. That word was for everybody. There's no me, no I, no you. That word was for everybody. Everybody that was supposed to be on the line today, it was ordained by God. It was the will of God. And I thank and appreciate God for his will concerning me. I will not abort my mission. I'm going to keep on keeping on, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. I'm going to keep on. I'm going to make it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I thank and appreciate God for being so good to me and so mindful of me in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Bernard, this is Pastor Logan. Could I speak a word as the woman of God began to speak? I heard the Lord speaking as she was talking. Can I interject something at this time?
Yes, go right ahead.
Amen. Woman of God, as you begin to talk, I heard God say this is a time of transition in your life.
Hiya.
This is a time of transition, and God is beginning to shift things around you. They're shifting. It looks abnormal, but God is shifting it for your good, for your good. And I hear God in your soul, that God is causing a settling in your belly.
Hallelujah.
Shift things will begin to fall in place in the next 7 months. They are shifting. Do not abort. Season, daughter, do not abort this season. Draw closer to God. A season of transition, and God is shifting. He's shifting. It looks like things are falling. And God is causing a peace in your spirit, a settling.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being so, Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And it is so. And it is so in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hiya, my God. I thank you. Hey, Jesus. Hey, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Hiya, my God, I thank you.
Bless your name,
Jesus. You're so worthy, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We bless the Lord.
Don't abort it, woman of God.
Jesus.
It's because of who God has called you to be. Don't abort it.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a season of transition. God is taking you higher. And sometimes when God takes us higher, things have to begin to fall off. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Don't abort it. Just trust God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Name Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man of the burn. Hey, that's Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen, thank amen. We're going to go to Sister Carter. God bless you, Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord, Prince of God. Praise the Lord. I went
praise
here for
the message,
but I am going to go to the archive and listen to it. But what I've heard so far is blessed, what the saints are going through and how God has taken them through. So I know this word was really good. Just pray for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I think we've gotten everybody on the line. Who else? Just somebody else just came on. That's, I think that's Sister Barbara again. Amen. Minister Billy Burns, I see her line is, she's still on the line, Pastor Logan, but she have not responded. So we're going to go back. I tell you, we need to pray for this woman of God, that God would continue to strengthen her and that God would continue to keep her with the vision that she has. And, you know, God would shield and protect her and her husband and her family. We have our co-host here with us, none other than Sister Ruby Larry, and we want to hear a word. Sister Ruby, God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, God bless everybody. It was just a blessing that you allowed the Lord to use you, Pastor Logan, with a rhema anointing. And to, and for me and my, it was like, well, even though you don't doubt me because I'm there with you, I'm there with you, and you have to walk by faith and not by sight and believe it. And what he promised, he shall perform and do. So it was just a blessing and anointing. I mean, the rhema anointing from heaven, it came all the way down from heaven to us on this earth. That's how much he loved us.
Hallelujah.
So much. I thank the Lord for you, your ministry.
Amen.
Thank the Lord that you came on to give your time and talent to God's royal family of baptized believers. In Jesus' name, pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. 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 Before we give it back to our speaker, I'm going to ask our prophetess Barbara to just pray for this woman of God right now, and then we're going to give the remainder of remarks to our speaker. Amen. Prophetess Barbara.
Yes, praise God. You know, God is awesome. I got off the line and went downstairs to take care of something, and the Lord said, get back on the line. So I'm back on the line, and so God wants me to pray for you because I believe in prayer.
Hey,
you gotta have faith
hallelujah.
When you pray. You gotta have faith when you pray that all those prayers that you lifted up to the throne of grace will come to pass in His time. Sister, I ask God to continue to bless you. He's got a platform for you. You are so obedient. When you say, I keep going back to when you say that you were like nervous, like in the stomach. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And look how you came and executed the word of God. I ask God to bless you and to continue to open up your most holy place, because you and Him are truly one. You do give Him praise and glory. And because of your praise and because of that you glorify Him and acknowledge Him in everything, even little things, you see God in it and you praises Him. And I know it because that's what I do, and I acknowledge. See, when you know there's an anointing on somebody, that anointing's on you, God allow you to recognize that anointing, okay? And to sometimes to have you to encourage that anointing, okay? So God has got His hands on you, and not only His hands on you, but the Lord said, I chose you. You are in the palm of my hand, and ain't nothing in this world going to snatch you out. You desire to know the things of God. God, I'll give you the mystery. I give the mystery to those who love me, because you can't tell everybody until God give them the mystery, because He's raising all of us up to know Him as He actually is and actually exists. There's a mystery about our Creator, and it ain't hard for us to get it as long as we allow Him to raise us up and be obedient. Then He says, then you're ready for thus this and that. Well, my sister, God is taking you to another level. He's taking you to another level. Your voice shall be heard. Because, I mean, you praise him as you ministering.
Yes, yes.
You're praising him anyhow when you minister, but you just said, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
oh, that's
God.
All he asked for. He said, I want
hallelujah.
My thank you first, I want my praise second, and your praise will go into glorifying and worshiping me. Because then the Holy
thank
Spirit is taking over that third one, and that's worship.
Because
you can't
God.
Worship God without the Holy Spirit, you see. You
thank
walk
you,
into that door saying, thank you. Praising
you,
him,
Jesus.
That praise,
oh, yeah.
that thank you praise goes right, as you well know, into
oh,
worship.
Jesus.
So you continue
thank
to praise him and worship him. Because that's your door opener. God said, I'll change your situation, your situations, your atmosphere changes when you thank and praise God and glorify him. That's the key. Is it too hard for us to understand to take time out for God? Even if
you
don't get a chance
Lord.
To read that day, thank him for the bad, the good, and the ugly. Thank him for
thank
what he's
you,
doing
Lord.
In your life. Thank him for all those that you have lifted up to him. Thank him because he has put them in your hands to bring them to the throne of grace. And every once in a while, we got to thank him for who he took to the throne of grace.
Hallelujah.
Because he's going to answer that prayer.
Glory
so
to God
bless you. And I speak blessings upon blessings upon blessings. I decree it by the blood and the testimony of Jesus Christ. I call it into existence by the power of God through his son Jesus Christ. Go, my daughter. Go, daughter. Because I am going to use you. And no weapon in this world formed against you shall prosper, saith the Lord. For greater are you, my daughter, that is in me than he that is in the world. I got you in the palm of my hand. I got you in the, you could not say what you said today through the Holy Spirit if you haven't already been there. You understand?
God.
You got to go through some of this stuff that God put out here for us to say to one another.
Yeah.
Okay? To strengthen us. We are, you know, he said when you we said something about crying and crying out to God. Well, you know, that's what I've been doing for the last 2, 3, 4 days, crying out to God. I mean, I am really from California, but he brought me here to Bridgeport. And I've been here 10 months, and I'm like, Lord, I'm ready to get up out of here. But God said, I didn't just bring you to see about your dad. There's another reason why you're here. And until you stop complaining, until you be still and just do the studying that I told you to do. You know what? I mean everywhere I go, I leave my books because I'm from one place to another. But God gave me a whole new set. And when you said write
thank
that
God.
Book, Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, God's been saying write that book. Write that
thank
book.
You, God.
You got plenty of time right where you are.
All
write
right.
that book. And
you,
I listen
God.
I listen to the word and I read the word and I study. But God said, that's well, that's good, that's fine. Continue to do that. But I want more out of you. You used to get on the floor and research and cry out to me and study to 4 and 5 in the morning. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And
yes,
I've given
yes.
you so much, but now it's time for you to receive something else, some more revelation. God bless you, because I know it was for other people up there too, but I take it personally because we have a personal relationship with God, and I take it personal.
Oh, yes.
And I hope anybody else that you spoke to lift them up, that they take it personally, straight from the throne of God.
Bless you,
so I speak peace, joy, love, revelation, hope. Then you know what? I don't even say prosperity because you know why? When you're obedient to God, he'll open up the windows for you in righteousness that you will receive gifts that you cannot contain. You understand me? So God said, no. Don't even mention prosperity because what she's doing I'm going to bless her.
Yes,
I'm going to bless her.
Thank
I
you,
am the blessing. Ain't no book that's written about prosperity that's necessary mean it's for you, 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 or you.
Mm-hmm.
God said, what did my word say? I'll bless you with blessings that you cannot contain if you just seek me in righteousness.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I say unto you, let me tell you something, and I want those that's out there to hear it. You either believe in the power of healing or you don't. That's called faith. When you start really believing in the healing power of God through Jesus Christ, you're going to see some people get healed. It's time for people to get healed up in these churches. It's time for them to get released. It's time for them to see the hand of God and how much God loves them. It's not about, God said, it's all about seeing my power every once in a while that they may believe. That they may believe and want to seek me more. But they leave the church hurt and broken. Because it's no love in some of these churches. I'm going to tell it like it is. There's just not enough love. When those hurting ones that he died for, okay, we already saved. But what about the ones out there that ain't saved? Draw them into the kingdom. Talk to them out there in that street. Walk up to them, and I guarantee you God will allow them to listen because God is orchestrating that meeting. And when you walk up there with love, they're going to want to hear what you got to say because they hungry, they hurting, and I guarantee you God will show you their hurt. And when he show you that hurt because you are willing to obey him to see the spirit of the man, God will tell you how to speak to that person to give them some hope.
Thank you, God.
It ain't just in the churches. We got to come from out of the churches. Go to church. Worship and praise God. But get yourselves out there. We are responsible for who we say we are. And we got to walk out there with love. And you ain't got to set up nothing. God sets things up. When you walk out there, God will send somebody to run into you or give you a compliment or you give them a compliment or something that he's going to connect you with. That person. They got to go out there and do it your way because your way ain't going to work all the time. God say, one lost sheep, go get it. Go get that lost sheep. And then maybe tomorrow he'll tell you to go get another lost sheep.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God ain't playing in these last days. He ain't winking at us no more. We are without excuse.
Amen.
You keep on doing what you're doing. I didn't mean to go all there and
Prophetess Barbara, we got to go back to Pastor Logan, to Jana. We just thank God for you, woman of God. You have certainly blessed each and every one of us that tuned in today, and we just thankful for this word. I tell you, it was rhema. It was on time. It was fresh. It was anointed, and it was certainly powerful. So we're going back to you, and we're going to have you have the final remarks, and you can close us on out with prayer. God bless you. We love you. Don't be a stranger now. This broadcast is open to you, so whatever days you have available, you can come back and minister the word. We certainly extend an open invitation for you to come on this broadcast.
God bless you.
Amen. Well, I truly thank God, amen, for the opportunity, amen, to be on such an auspicious, radio station. I feel so honored. I feel privileged on today, amen. I just thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for my family, amen, for tuning in, for my dear friend, my dear sister, Evangelist Alberta Hammond, amen, out of Ohio. Thank God for you. Amen. I just pray the blessing of the Lord upon each and every one of you. Amen. And it is my heart's desire that we as the people of God continue to look to God. Amen. Don't look at where you are in the position that you are, but continue to look to God in these days and these times that we live in. We live in perilous times, and we really need to turn our face back to God. I was talking with some of the saints even about doing some shut-ins and just getting back into the presence of the Lord, amen, because I grew up on the shut-ins and tarrying service, and it I couldn't stand them then because they were so long, but it kept us,
And I understand the importance of it now that I've become older. Amen. So thank God for each and every one of you. And the Lord was speaking so profoundly, you know, as so many were calling in. I couldn't just channel, you know, just listen to what God was saying. He was speaking so quickly, but I just want to pray as I begin to close. I just pray a word of peace for those that are connected on the line. Some of us are in a place of torment in this hour of our lives. The enemy is trying to torment and to pervert the purpose that God has for you, and we just declare the peace of God to your mind, to your body, and your spirit, and we declare the healing of God, the healing virtue of God right now in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, God, that you sent your word and your word healed them, God. We know that you are the balm in Gilead, God. We thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We speak right now, God, amen, healing to your men and your men and women of God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this hour, God. We bless you for what our hearts have received, Lord God. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor. We give you the praise that is due unto your holy and righteous name, God. Calls us to see you, God. God calls us to have eagle vision, God, so that we may see you and none other. God calls our ears to be deaf to all others, God, but your voice, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would have your way, oh God. Have your way and let your will be done, God. Let the sons and the daughters of God arise in this hour, God, and cause us to take our rightful position in the earth. God, we magnify you, God.
Yeah, just
God,
doing
we
all
give
it.
You glory, God.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for reconciliation, God, in one of the women of God's lives, God, the one that said she was sitting in the car and she was listening, God, hallelujah, to the radio broadcast, God. We thank you for a word of reconciliation to her life, God. We thank you for bringing order, God, where there is chaos, God. We thank you, God, for a word of reconciliation right now in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you, God. God, we give you glory for what you're doing, God. We thank you for manifesting your glory, God, to your people, God, like never before. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We declare that it is so, and so shall it forever be. And let every heart say amen, and it is so. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Now, we want you all to get ready tomorrow. We'll have Bishop Jesse Grant with us from Evanston, Illinois. So call your friend, call your coworker, tell your neighbor, tell your sister or your brother to tune in tomorrow. And on Thursday, we'll have Minister Michael Lewis. And Friday, of course, we have our Provoke Fridays with Pastor Edward Hamilton of Houston, Texas. So we please call in early because we going to bring the man of God right on up tomorrow, and he's always so proficient and with the word, so very anointed and strictly about God's business. So we'll see you on tomorrow. Again, God, thank you, Pastor Tajana, and just give our love to your parents, Evangelist Kameen and Minister Kameen, and tell your husband and your children, give them a big kiss and hug for us, and let's thank them for allowing you to come in and share this time with us on today. So God bless you. We'll be in touch. Have a glorious day.
Amen.
We're going to close out. Oh, my God. I had a song on here. We're going to close out with Laid Down by Troy Sneed. God bless you all.
I'm believing that God is going to work a miracle in your life by the end of this song. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, just know that all you have to do is leave it at the feet of Jesus, my brother and my sister. Listen.
All of your problems, all of your pain, lay it down, all of your heartache, all guilt and shame, lay it down.
The Bible says,
cast your cares upon him, he'll hear your call. Lay it down, lay it down.
Promise
he will never leave.
Thank you.